Board will reconvene. And next up is item 7A, a presentation on a favorite subject, redistricting. But this time at a level above us. Who is...
I believe the gentleman, his name is Jose, that will be presenting.
He's not here.
No, he's going to be on Zoom.
This is Ashley Helling.
Jose, are you unmuted?
Can you do the speaker?
It is on.
Jose, are you there?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me in this meeting. I know that I have 10 minutes allocated, so I'll take advantage of that. I'll be sharing my screen if that's possible, or that way I can scroll to the correct.
We have the presentation up right now, and if you would just let me know when you'd like to switch slides, we can do that for you.
Great, yeah, that'll be fine. I'm just going to go back and forth to make sure that I respect, I'm sensitive to time. Again, thank you for inviting the California Citizens Redistricting Commission to present at this meeting. My name is Jose Eduardo, and I'm a field lead staff covering the Central California regions. I know that my colleague Ashley wasn't able to cover this presentation, but I assure you that everything will be covered as if it were her. In this presentation, I'll be going briefly on what who the commission is, a little bit of background on the California on the redistricting in California, but most importantly, I'll be focusing on how to participate in the process. If you can go to the next slide. As a friendly reminder, I want to mention that based on the California Government Code Section 8253, strictly forbids staff from taking public input outside of a regular scheduled commission meeting or official public input meeting. So unfortunately, I won't be able to take any questions today. However, I will be guiding you or giving you the correct channels where you can express your opinions and give input to the commission on a specific district if you like. So I'll be focusing on that. If you can go to the next slide, please. One of the greatest powers of the people of California have is to elect their own representatives in government so that they can represent their needs. And in most other states, politicians draw the lines. And it was the case for California until the 2008 California Citizens Redistricting Commission came on board. And it gave back the power to the people. And in fact, this is a historic commission and a historic moment for Californians because it is only the second time around happening. It is a body of 14 citizens who went through a rigorous process, selection process. And with that is, by selecting diverse members of or residents of California, the commission hopes to encourage or fully participate and engage Californians throughout the redistricting process. And that's the idea that that we have here at the commission, and we hope that this brief presentation encourages more people to participate and pay attention to the last final weeks of the redistricting at the state level. And how does redistricting affect you? If you could, we can go to the next slide. Redistricting affects communities by giving power to the people, as I mentioned. It allows all Californians to give input on how they want the lines to be drawn. If we go to community boundaries, which is the fourth reason on how redistricting affects you, it's exactly that. It allows for communities in different, in specific regions of California to say where they want to belong, what communities they, what interests they share, and just recent as a narrative of why they should belong to those communities, or even why not to belong to those communities. Californians have the choice to elect representatives that champion their issues. Living in a state such as California, which is widely, it's a north to south, and most of a community, and it divides by different ranges and coastal areas. So for some communities, communities in the north might be more interested in issues with environment and in agriculture and different type of agriculture, whereas Central Valley could champion water and different issues with agriculture. So Californians having access to the commission and being able to share those narratives gives them the option to elect representatives and draw districts that would have representatives that champion their issues. And it goes the same with the championing issues. Funding priorities is also another important aspect on how redistricting affects Californians. You would want, when it comes to times to build a budget at the state legislature, you want a representative that is closely connected to your interest. And that representative will have the opportunity to advocate for your funding priorities, such as schools, health departments, and so it is a critical part of the line drawing process. If we can go to the next slide, please. It is quite a boring topic when it comes to redistricting, and it doesn't help that there are so many other redistricting efforts happening at the same time. So here at the commission, we're trying to make it as easy and as sexy as possible. But again, keeping in mind that the state redistricting focuses on congressional districts, state senate, state assembly, and board of equalization. So those are the four districts that the state commission does. Keeping in mind there are counties, cities, school districts, and other small redistricting areas and efforts happening at the same time. So with that in mind, I want to show the next slide, which is with which it gives the Californians an example of what the commissions have to follow in order to obey by the U.S. Constitution and by the Voting Rights Act, as well as the commissioned guidelines. So these are the six criteria that commissioners must follow, and there are in that order when drawing a district. And the first requirement is equal populations, and that's in order to that's in order to obey by the U.S. or comply with the U.S. Constitution. The second one is the Voting Rights Act. This allows districts that protect minorities so that they can have a fair opportunity to elect representatives of their choice, and it goes with contiguous line drawing. I'll focus more on communities of interest due to the time allocated, but communities of interest is not the first, but it's not the last priority. So this is where I will focus. Californians have the choice to influence commissioners by sending them the request, their input, and their narratives on what communities they want to belong to, why do they want to belong to those communities, and what communities they don't belong to, what communities they don't share commonalities with. And so that is the reason why communities of interest and participation is quite important, because it is in the middle of how important this important process that the commission has to follow. If we can go to the next slide, please. And communities of interest is not, there's not a legal definition of what a community of interest is. Rather, the commission has come up with some ideas that can help Californians understand and help them create a narrative of what a community of interest could be. Many narratives that we receive include areas in which people share similar living standards, have similar cultures. Some narratives that we receive are also from people that have the same transportation facilities, same work opportunities, and access the same media at times, people say that. And keep in mind that people can belong to multiple communities of interest. And a community of interest is not the same as a district. And a district is not a community of interest itself, but communities of interest are key building blocks of a specific district. Other ways to describe your community are by waterways, rural, urban areas. You can say that it's a mountain area. Other ways are by cities, towns, counties, school areas. There's been narratives where we've received communities share the same school districts, and that's the reason why they want to be placed together. And just anything that you have in common that would give you the sense of belonging to that community. And that is a community of interest, and we've been receiving that for the past year. If we can go to the next slide. And that's what we are advising Californians to do. To follow this map completion schedule that we have here. So as we speak, there is a meeting planning to start as we're speaking, and that is December 7th through December 13th. They'll be looking at congressional districts. The commission just finished iterations for the assembly districts yesterday and last night. And they'll be doing the same from December 14th to December 17th on Senate districts, and then the Board of Equalization will be last, which will be on December 17th as well. The reason why I'm mentioning this is because this is the final, these are the final weeks for the redistricting process, and we want to make sure that your community, your county is involved. I know that there's been constant communications between the Board of Supervisors and different stakeholders in your region. And we want to make sure that you are aware of these final steps the commission has to follow. And on December 27, there will be, the commission has to deliver the report and maps to the Secretary of State for approval. And if we can go to the next slide, please. There is a map viewer that I would love to share if I had a, I don't think I'm sure, can I share my screen, but I wanted to guide you through this map viewer. It's quite simple. If you click on where it says interactive map viewer on this presentation, and this presentation is public, it'll take you to this specific, the bottom one would be. It'll take you to a similar to a Google Map viewing tool. And what that does is you can see the current maps that we have been using, but then you can also see the changes that the commission has made and that will be used for the next 10 years. So there you can see the name of the iteration or the draft that has been proposed, and right on the top of the website of the same map viewer, you'll have, it'll say an option, say send input to commissioners or give feedback to commissioners. If you like the map, go ahead and click there. If you don't like the map, go ahead and click there and say what you don't like, what communities you want to see, or why commissioners shouldn't follow that route. So it is a simple process. It is a simple tool that is very helpful. It gives you a clear idea of what the maps will look for the next 10 years. And of course, it gives you the option to comment and give your feedback as well. On the next slide, I'll share just briefly on other options, the other ways that you can provide input. You can go to our website, and these links work. Also, if this presentation will be shared to the large general public, that is also okay with us. You can send us your feedback via our website, via email at votersfirstact@crc.ca.gov, by mail if you would like. Or you can comment at any of our public meetings that are happening. As I mentioned, there are meetings happening from now until the 17th of December, and at every meeting, the commission opens, allocates time for public input. So I suggest that you visit our website and go to the meeting tab, and it'll give you all the information there. And I know that the Board of Supervisors has my contact. Any questions that you may have, if you need help accessing the website, I'll be more than happy to go and share this this quick presentation again and go into more detail. If we can go to the next slide. Again, these are other tools, and you feel free to look at them on your own time. Just click on the next one, please. And there's on all these tools, you'll have different opportunities for you to answer your for your questions to be answered. Otherwise, feel free to reach my personal contact as well. I believe that that's what, mostly where I wanted to focus that map, the interactive map, because that's the most relevant tool that the commissioners are using as of now. Again, if there are any questions in regards to the process and anything that I presented here, I would love to go more into details with you. And if there's a need for me to assist you in directing you to the correct channels of where you want to submit your input, I'll be more than happy to do that.
I had a quick question. So what is the final date that the commission will make its decision, and where does it go from there? Okay.
Jose, are you still there?
Thank you. I wasn't able to unmute myself. I don't have the complete access. But yes, so the last day to deliver the report, it would be the December 27th. And then if you look at the different dates, the commission is looking for, is working on the congressional plans or the congressional drafts from December 7th to December 13th. So if you have feedback on any of those districts, that is when to do it. And then, or submit your input. And then for the Senate districts, it'll be from December 14th to through December 17th. And then it goes to December 18th if you see, review Senate Assembly and Board of Equalizations maps, make any final changes. And so the commission is following this draft timeline in order to give themselves time for December 20th, where they will approve final maps. And then if you see December 21st, 22nd, they'll finalize and approve the maps there.
Is it fair to say that maps can be, all maps can be revised right up until December 27th?
Based on the timeline that the commissioners have given, they're, I know that this was the same for the draft maps. They gave themselves, they had a timeline for, deadline for November 15th, and they gave themselves a deadline for November 10th to make them public. So they follow that timeline. I would think that this would be the same. It would be the same for this time around to provide and approve the final maps. It would be the 21st or 22nd.
So can you show us the proposed maps currently? There's a lot of public here that I'm sure is curious that can't get to a computer, so if they had a question, they could ask. But
yes.
I know you can't take input, but it'd be great to see at least a draft.
Yes, and unfortunately, I'm to make sure that we keep the commission independent, I'm not able to, you feel free to click on the second link. I don't know if you're able to do that, interactive map viewer. I can give you a walkthrough. Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to share my screen here for a reason. But I could walk you through. If you click there, or if you go to our website, if that's easier, we draw the lines. There you go. And if you go on data, it's the second to last. Oh, perfect. There you are. And yes, so if you click on data, go on map viewer or interactive map viewer. Hopefully the internet allows you to do that, but what I can also do is I can share a quick video with you that you can also present to the public on how to access and how to work on, around this interactive map viewer. It might be a good tool to have or maybe publish somewhere in your website as well. Again, I know that redistricting can be confusing, especially with technology and not everybody having access in your region. But we are trying to make it as accessible as possible to all Californians.
This tutorial will show you how to work with a new feature added to the District Draft Map Viewer. Once you've navigated to the Draft Map Viewer widget, you can find the new feature in the top right.
I just wanted to see a map.
Looking at the checks, so there looks like the assembly district proposal doesn't. Yeah.
Go up on this side here and check. Go up, wait, there. Look at congressional. Yeah, there you go. Current day. There you go.
Thank you. And yeah, I cannot mute myself. But I'll explain briefly what the labels mean here. So the layers mean here. So if you click on let's focus on assembly just for instance, right? Again, I can't. I'm not doing the specific districts. But if you click on assembly district. And then it should say current. What current means, it means that that's the current, the assembly district that was drawn 10 years ago. And that's the current district that we're using. Now, if you click on draft, which should say, and you'll see that. Oh, there you go. If you click on drafts, which were published on November 10, that is the draft that they published, right? But then there is also an iteration that happened or a change that might have happened on the 6th of December. So there were three options for all four district maps, okay? And the iteration would be at the latest proposal that the commissioners have put forward. So again, this is a real-time viewer and it gives you a good overview of what the districts might look for the next 10 years. And hopefully this encourages more people to participate. Again, if you really like this district, let's say you go up, you scroll up a little bit to the page, and not to just the page in general. There you go. And there it says, send commissioner's feedback on map here. So you click there, and it'll take you to a form where you can complete and say what you like, what you don't like about a specific map, and you can also give feedback and share what communities you want and what communities you don't want, and the reason why you want it. So I'm hoping that, again, this quick tool will allow more people to give comment and get a sense of what the district will look for the next 10 years. And And if there are any questions, this will be my presentation. I know that it was brief, and I hope that it gives you some sense of what is happening, and of course, encourage your community to participate.
I think we're good here in the chamber. Thank you for your presentation.
Thank you. Have a good rest of the day.
Just a question for the chair or for staff. We did send a letter supporting the draft. Was that for Assembly, Congress, and Senate, or just for Congress?
It was for Congress, and it was generically written to include to not split up Siskiyou County into smaller
districts,
but to keep us whole.
Yeah, I was wondering if we needed to send another letter regarding Assembly and Senate districts, or if it's not even an issue.
Unless you think it affects us.
No.
Okay. I agree we should be split. With only 45,000 right. people, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it was split in one district.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
All right, okay.